For many years, buying a piece of award-winning Indigenous art has been out of the reach of many Australians. But that's been changing thanks to the fashion industry using fabrics from remote communities. And now one Australian chain store has gone a step further, collaborating with Indigenous artists. Amelia Turzon reports from Darwin.
It's the final encore of a fashion parade at an auditorium in Darwin. Standing on stage, surrounded by models in colourful dresses and skirts, is an Aboriginal elder sitting in a wheelchair. The traditional stories of Tommy May's culture have made it onto the catwalk after a fashion line co-produced with the label Gorman.
And I know my stories from my grandpa, mother, very important to me.
The idea of a fashion line was first pitched to Tommy May and four other senior artists from Munkajar Arts in Fitzroy Crossing 2 years ago.
We had, big meeting. We learned about idea, what we can do.
Gorman's creative director, Lisa Gorman, has collaborated with about 80 artists during her career, but this was the first time she worked with Indigenous ones. She'd wanted to do this for years, but it didn't feel right.
It was predominantly my nervousness around the cultural sensitivity of working with ancient language. I wasn't equipped, I didn't want to mess it up.
She decided to take the jump after figuring out how to go ahead with legal structures around copyright.
There's less nervousness around, appropriation and things like that because it can be done properly.
And Gorman isn't the only fashion brand that's taking Indigenous fabrics to the masses. Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair Foundation Executive Director Claire Summers says she noticed the trend take off during the GFC.
We saw this really affect the high-end market, and art centres right across Australia have been diversifying their businesses. So while things were difficult in the fine art market, the development of textiles erupted.
Other labels collaborating with remote communities include North, Verna and Magpie Goose, which staged a pop-up shop in Darwin this month, selling pieces featuring designs by Jones Billy from Inyeri.
Dresses, I think, and shirts. That's with the nailfish design on it. We call it, in Alawa, we call it Barun Barun.
And what's it like when you see people try on clothing that's made from fabric of your designs?
It's pretty amazing, seeing people that coming up and buying our stuff and, that we're sharing our culture and our design with other people.
When it comes to economically supporting the artist by fashion, there's many different models that are being used. Magpie Goose's model is giving each artist a lump payment for a fabric design. This works out to them getting about 10% of the overall takings. Meanwhile, from Gorman's collection, it's giving artists a confidential payment for each artwork that's turned into clothing, as well as another confidential cut of the clothing sales to help fund youth projects in their community.
Amelia Turzon reporting.